Hello and welcome to another episode of the Corporate Buzz. I'm your host Keetana Tiwari and I have Money Control's Corporate Bureau Chief Prince Thomas with me to discuss the weekly top news in India Inc. Hi Prince, welcome to the show.
Hi Keetana.
Prince, I mean the biggest news has definitely been the US elections, but we'll come to that because there are some other important things that we aren't seeing much in the news, which is also the fact that many sectors are coming back to its pre-COVID levels, and you know, I mean, even if it's not pre-COVID, it's still improving. And one of the things is the aviation sector, where recently in a report, a senior Vistara official said that the industry may reach pre-COVID level by April 2021. Can you talk a little more about this?
Yeah, so the aviation sector hasn't come back to its pre-COVID levels as of now. But yes, month by month and even week on week, we have seen improvements in the traffic numbers, in the bookings that the airlines are getting, or even on OTAs. So there is an improvement. And I think apart from Vistara, even the Indigo CEO had said the same. So now the government has a cap of 60% of what the capacity that the airlines can use. And this cap now may go up to 70-75% after Diwali. And that's the indication that we have got from the government. And I think that will be good news for the airlines because they'll be able to operate on more routes. And especially for Indigo, which is the largest airline, because it is already operating at near 60%. So it is already pushing that 60% mark. I'm not sure if all the other airlines are using as much capacity, but they would want to have the freedom of, you know, tweaking their network according to the demand and supply. And on the same note, I think there is also important to let the fare cap go, because till February again you have a fare cap, and the airlines have to keep the fares within the range for each route. Now, that also robs them of their free hand in deciding a fare depending on the demand and supply. So, and that's a very important critical factor. But the bottom line is that the traffic is improving. In some of the sectors, especially holiday destinations like Goa, we already seen that in some sectors, like from Mumbai to Goa, the fares are already higher than the same time last year. So things are surely improving in aviation.
Yeah. Also, we are hearing a lot about the second lockdown that's happening in Europe. Can you talk about that, how it may affect the aviation sector? Will it?
Yeah, it will. So even though the international operations haven't opened as much as, you know, one would have liked to, and that's many factors. One, international scheduled operations are suspended. You only have the Vande Bharat flights, and also some of the flights that are there with the countries with whom India has signed the air travel bubble arrangement. So there are 21 countries. So, and London is, UK is one of them. There is some other European companies, countries also. So this lockdown that's happening in Europe, I think it is a concern because some of the routes are very good in terms of the traffic, especially in London. And we've seen that apart from Air India, SpiceJet, Vistara, all have announced flights to these routes. But already the impact is being seen because Vistara recently said that it has cancelled about 7 flights to London in November. So it is a concern. But given that much of the focus is on domestic operations, I think airlines will be more concerned about the fare cap and the capacity cap.
Right. And you also mentioned about the fare cap. Any word on when this will be removed?
So the cap was recently extended till February, near February end. So unless the government thinks that the situations are good enough for the cap to go completely, it will be there till February. And probably it will take a relook then. But till then, we probably will have the fare cap.
Right. It would be really good to see the aviation sector back on its feet.
That's right.
Moving on to the next sector, which is the auto. We have been seeing that, I mean, the auto sales has really improved, especially due to the festive season sales. Can you talk more on that?
Yeah, surely. So I think the numbers from the car companies have come, and these are wholesale numbers of cars they sell to their dealers. And it has seen exponential growth in October. And it, most of the cases, it has grown not just month on month, but also on year on year. And Maruti has done exceptionally well, and most of the other companies have also done. It has helped that the whole Navratri time, Diwali time, which you are getting into even more, has helped push the sales. We'll have to wait for the retail numbers, which the Dealers Association comes out with. And that would probably give us a better picture about how much customers are actually buying. But then, by all indication, it will be better than last month and October 2019. So numbers are looking good. And in case of Maruti, we have seen that there are many first-time customers who are buying the entry-level cars, which means that the whole theory that people want to avoid public transportation because they want to ensure social distancing, and they will be buying cars. Some of them, many of them may make the transition from having a two-wheeler to a four-wheeler, and they would be looking at the entry-level cars. So all that is happening now.
Can you talk more about the two-wheeler sales?
Yeah, sure. I think Hero just did probably one of his best months ever in October. And most of the other, I think everyone except for Royal Enfield has done well. And that is interesting because Royal Enfield is sells more premium bikes. And the fact that people are probably they are cost conscious because of the times, or many more are buying bikes because they want to avoid public transport and they're looking at the most affordable range. So that's why probably Hero, you know, which dominates the entry segment and has done exceptionally well. Whereas Royal Enfield hasn't done so well. Otherwise, if you see, even for Honda, the Honda Activa, the scooter may not have done as well as the bikes, because bikes are more rural in nature, and rural demand we have seen across sectors, not just in auto, but in FMCG also, or even in steel. You've seen that rural demand has been good. So scooters may not have done as well as motorbikes, but overall the two-wheeler segments have also done reasonably well.
Right. And while we're talking about the festive season sales, can you also elaborate on, I'm sure there must have been a lot of rush with electronics and other retail sectors. How was the sales there?
Sales have been extremely good till now. If you look at the commentary from all the major e-commerce players, or even the offline physical stores, many of them would say that appliances have done pretty well. And that is one reason why some of the appliances you see are running out of stock. The other reason being that the whole China angle and shortage of spare parts and logistics issues have also created the shortage. But overall, the demand for these appliances have been pretty good. And that was also reflective in the steel sector's results, because steel companies supply the steel which is used to make these appliances. And they also said that, you know, demand from their clients in the white goods sectors have been good. So overall, festive sales have been good, be it auto, be it FMCG or white goods, or even in real estate, we have seen that some of the markets have grown well. For instance, Mumbai, even the luxury segment is doing well. So overall, I think the festival season has been good for nearly almost all the sectors.
Like, how much longer will the festival season last, and, you know, will it continue, will this demand continue even after the festival sale?
Yeah, you know, Ketna, that's the question in everyone's mind, because you have Diwali a week from now. So, will the sales peak then and start tapering from there? Usually it does happen that after Diwali there is some tapering, but the festive season continues till the new year. People travel, they buy, they shop, you know. So that kind of consumption continues. What remains to be seen if it happens this year. and that is a bit of a concern for everyone's mind. Even in travel, people are saying that, you know, COVID cases are increasing in some places, or at least it's in the back of their mind. So that may have some impact on travel. And what's happening in Europe and the US will have its implication on sectors like IT. And that eventually has some impact on consumption too. So we'll have to keep track of the COVID numbers and see how it goes from here.
Right. Friends, let's move on to the biggest story of the week, the US elections. We've been watching the counting and it's still going on, and it looks like Joe Biden is in the lead. Can we talk about how Joe Biden becoming the US president will help or affect corporate India?
Well, we don't know as of yet if it will help or not, but if you look at the commentary through his campaigning, you'll see that he has been trying to woo the Indian community in the US and probably also reaching out to India. And some of the sectors have a lot of relevance. One is IT, then another is pharma. And a lot of focus has been on what Biden has said on these two sectors. Because as we have seen, Trump has been particularly been very focused on IT sector with respect to the visa restrictions. So one, now IT companies have to pay more. And also getting an H-1B visa is even more tougher than earlier. And second, in the pharma sector also, we have seen that Trump has been very vocal about prices. He wants to bring down the prices of generic drugs. And India is a big market for both. Even pharma sector, America is the biggest export market. And for IT sector also, America is the biggest market. So these are just the two sectors which would be looking at what Biden says. In terms of the IT sector, I think Biden has been more friendly in what he said, because he has said that he would take away the restrictions on the visas. And also on pharma, though, there could be some similarity to what Trump has done and what Biden promises to do. And that would be the focus on generic prices, prices of generic drugs. And Biden has also said that he wants greater focus on bringing that prices down. So we'll have to see how that impacts the Indian companies. Overall, I think Trump had a very good equation with Indian Prime Minister. If Biden does come in, then I think it's we have to start from the scratch. And we'll have to see how the rapport and the relationship between the two leaders are.
Thanks so much, Prince, for all these details.
Welcome, Kirtan.
With that, it's a wrap on this episode of the Corporate Buzz Podcast. If you have any other queries or suggestions for us, please do write to us at mcpodcast@nw18.com. For more news, views and updates, stay logged on to Money Control. Thank you for listening.